Greetings, people loved by God. Welcome to worship on this, the third weekend after Pentecost. We welcome everybody here who's in the church building tonight. We also welcome all those who are listening or watching online. For those who are online, we ask you to go to our website, chapelofthecross.org. There's a lot of stuff on that website, but primarily for you, for this service, there's our under the resources tab. There is the place where you can find the bulletin so you can follow along with this worship service. There's also the Give tab on the homepage where you could give your offering to the Lord and His church there. Just a couple of announcements before we begin worship today. Please join us for evening prayer service this upcoming Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m. That service is a short, mostly sung service of prayer. And it's a wonderful respite to gather like that in the middle of the week. We will meet here in the sanctuary, 6:30 p.m. this upcoming Wednesday. Chapel of the Cross is a member of the English District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and our district is hosting an online gala tomorrow, Sunday the 13th of June, starting at 6:30 p.m. That gala is for the benefit of the District Endowment Fund, which helps support district ministries as well as district workers. One of the ministries that will be highlighted is our own Helping Hands Food Pantry. So you can visit englishdistrict.org to register for that. More information about it is in your chapel weekly, but please join me as we go to that online virtual gala tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. God's blessings to you as we worship this day. We begin by listening to that opening hymn, Praise to the Lord the Almighty. If you're using your hymnal at home, that's hymn number 790 in Lutheran Service Book.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is your health and salvation. Let all who hear now to His temples draw near, joining in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, who o'er all things is wondrously reigning, and as on wings of an eagle uplifting sustaining. Have you not seen all that is needful has been sent by His gracious ordaining? Praise to the Lord, who will prosper your work and defend you. Surely His goodness and mercy shall daily attend you. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, His love He befriends you. Praise to the Lord. breath, come now with praises before him. Let the Amen sound from his people again. Gladly forever adore him.
Please stand. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Holy and gracious God, I confess that I have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what I have done and by what I have not done. Some of my sin I know, the thoughts and words and deeds of which I am ashamed, but some is known only to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior, I ask forgiveness and pray to you to deliver and restore me by your mercy. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord who has begun this good work in us bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Holy host in ceaseless worship, holy, holy, holy cry. He who is, who was, and will be, God Almighty, Lord Most High. Praise and honor, power and glory be to him who reigns alone. We will all his hands have fashion far before the Father's throne. All creation, all redemption, join to sing the Savior's worth. Of God, whose blood has brought us kings and priests to reign on earth. Wealth and wisdom, power and glory, honor, my dominion, praise. Now be his from all his creatures and to everlasting days.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious Father, in Jesus Christ, your Son, you have inaugurated your kingdom of forgiveness and spiritual power. We pray that your kingdom will also come through us to others, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated for the readings. Our Old Testament reading comes from Ezekiel, chapter 17. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I myself will take a shoot from the very top of a cedar and plant it. I will break off a tender sprig from its topmost shoots and plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain heights of Israel, I will plant it. It will produce branches and bear fruit and become a splendid cedar. Birds of every kind will nest in it. They will find shelter in the shade of its branches. All the trees of the field will know that I, the Lord, bring down the tall tree and make the low tree grow tall. I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We see the hand of God in the light of creation's grand design, in the lives of those who prove his faithfulness, who walks by faith and not by sight. By faith our fathers roamed the earth with the power of his promise in their hearts, of a holy city built by God's own hand, a place where peace and justice reigns. We will stand as children of the promise. We will fix our eyes on him, our soul's reward, till the race is finished and the work is done. We walk by faith and not by sight. By faith the prophets all the day, with the long for Messiah would appear, with the power to break the chains of sin and death, and rise triumphant from the grave. By faith the church was called to go in the power of the Spirit to the lost, to deliver captive and to preach good news in every corner of the earth. We will warn as children the promise. We will fix our eyes on him, our soul's reward, till the race is finished and the work is done. We walk by faith and not by sight. By faith this mountain shall be moved, and the power of the gospel shall prevail. For we know in Christ all things are possible for all who call upon his name. We will stand as children of the promise. We will fix our eyes on him, our soul's reward, till the race is finished and the work is done. We walk by faith and not by sight. We will stand as children of the promise. We will fix our souls on him, our soul's reward, till the race is finished and the work is done.
by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight.
Our epistle reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade men. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them, as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We now confess our common Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Amen. Please be seated.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Text for the sermon this evening is taken from that gospel reading from today from the book of Mark, Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 30, the parable of the mustard seed. Again, Jesus said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet, when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade." In the name of Jesus, Christian friends, what young school kid didn't do that universal project? I mean, over the years, with every one of our five kids, we've done it. In various ways, we've done it. I think you know the project, the seed project, where you take a seed, usually a bean seed, because those grow really, really well, and you plant it in a little container, or you put several in an egg container, or one year, I don't know how this worked, but we put it in a Ziploc bag with a paper towel, a wet paper towel in there, and taped it to the window. And you water those things, and you put it in the sun, and lo and behold, that seed sprouted, and that seed grew. And what a wonderful lesson that was, really, in how things work. What a great lesson in patience, and what a great lesson in how wonderful God has made this creation. And it's also, believe it or not, a lesson about the kingdom of God. You heard that in the gospel reading. Jesus uses seed to tell us what the kingdom is like. That was a busy day for Jesus. It was a busy day filled with preaching and filled with teaching. Early in the day, I'm sure word got out that Jesus was walking down near the shore of the Sea of Galilee with his disciples, and the people, they flocked to see him because they just loved to hear him talking about that kingdom of heaven. They loved to see him perform miracles and perform healings. They loved for him to touch them with a word of his love. And so those people came and they crowded around him. In fact, they crowded around him so much that he had to get into a boat and preach while he was floating on the water. Now, Jesus must have had farming on his mind, or maybe they were right near a farm, or maybe his whole crowd of people that were in front of him, maybe they were all farmers. I don't know. But farming was on his mind because the first few parables that Jesus spoke when he was in that boat were all about farming. He first talks about how people hear and receive the word of God. And Jesus likens that to a farmer sowing his seed. Remember that parable? Some of the seed, it was sown on the path where the birds ate it up. And some of that seed was sown on rocky places where it couldn't grow very well. And some of that was sown among the weeds. And that seed, when it sprouted, was choked and it couldn't grow. And finally, some seed is sown on good soil where it grew. And it grew very well. As Jesus said, it multiplied 30, 60, or even 100 times. If you want to see a really neat mural about that, if you've not seen it, go down to our lower commons here at Chapel, and you will see a wonderful mural depicting that parable. After that, Jesus tells another story from the farm, parable of the weeds. And Jesus explains in that parable how the children of the kingdom must live side by side with the people of the evil one until that time when he comes again. Then Jesus tells the parable of the growing seed, that parable in the first part of our gospel text for today. And Jesus shows the people gathered around him this mysterious power that the kingdom of God has to grow. It doesn't grow by man's action. It doesn't grow by man's effort. God is the one who is in control. God is the one who makes growth come in his kingdom. And then finally, to kind of sum everything up, Jesus tells this parable of the mustard seed. And he starts with just asking a little question. What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable should we use to describe it? And maybe you can imagine what his disciples are thinking. They're probably thinking grandeur. You know, they're thinking might. They're thinking power. That's the kingdom of God. But then Jesus answers his own question. He says, what is the kingdom of God like? Well, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. A mustard seed. Kidding, right, Jesus? A mustard seed. If you've never seen a mustard seed, go home today and Google that and see what a mustard seed looks like. There's no grandeur in that mustard seed. There is no might or power in that little itty-bitty mustard seed. It really doesn't look like much. It is so small, so insignificant, so tiny. But you know what happens when you put that tiny seed in the ground? And when you water it, and when you nurture it, and when you care for it? Well, what would you expect to grow? Me, a suburban boy who doesn't do a whole lot of farming, I would expect a small plant, right? A tiny seed, that'll give you a tiny plant, right? Oh, but not the mustard seed. Jesus says that mustard seed grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade. That, Jesus said, is what my kingdom is like. Well, it sure did have humble mustard seed beginnings. And talk about small. That kingdom, after all, was started as a baby boy born in a barn and then finally executed as a criminal on a shameful cross. The church began with 12 peasants who really had no kingdom credentials other than having the Holy Spirit. At the beginning, Christians were despised, persecuted, outlawed, driven underground. In the second century, being a Christian was a crime in and of itself, as it is in some places still today. Could a movement so small one day spread throughout the world? Well, by the time of Jesus' resurrection and his ascension, 500 followers are mentioned. On Pentecost, 3,000 were added to their number, added to the church. Shortly after that, 5,000 men, plus women and children, came to faith in Christ. Within 50 years, there were Christian congregations all throughout the Roman Empire. And we can look back today and we can see millions upon millions upon millions of souls who have died in the Lord, who trusted in Jesus Christ for salvation. And now today, nearly a third of the world's population, over 2 billion people, describe themselves as Christians. I mean, that's amazing, the growth of the kingdom. And John's revelation tells us that in the end, evil will be completely conquered and destroyed, and Jesus and his kingdom will triumph. And he shall reign forever and ever, he says. The kingdom is glorious, and it is mighty, and it is powerful. But it begins small. It begins like a mustard seed planted in the ground. Now, I know that we don't see a whole lot of mustard plants, and I don't think we see a whole lot of mustard seeds every day, but my guess is that we're all pretty familiar with mustard seeds, at least metaphorically. I think we're familiar with humble beginnings. I mean, after all, how has God established his kingdom in you and me? For many of us, he quietly planted just a little seed through the waters of holy baptism. And he caused that seed to be nourished and watered and fed. Maybe through parents or grandparents, maybe through Lutheran preschools or elementary schools or high schools, maybe through a church or a Sunday school or a pastor or an elder. And all the while, that seed grows, and it gets bigger, and it bears fruit, and maybe even plants other seeds. In fact, God has planted that mustard seed in each and every one of us. And he takes care of us, and he loves us, and he is with us. And through his power, that seed grows, and that seed bears fruit. And God says, my people, as my mustard plants, you are planting seeds of the kingdom. You are planting seeds as you share the word. You are planting seeds as you tell of him who died and rose again. You are planting seeds as you tell of his love and his mercy and his forgiveness. And God says, I will water it, and I'll take care of it. I'll nurture it and protect them and care for them and finally harvest them. When you share my word, I will not let it return to me empty. It will accomplish what I want it to accomplish. Such a humble beginning, a mustard seed beginning. I mean, just look at our congregation. We are not that many in number. And the world, I'm sure, would regard us as small and statistically insignificant. But through the miraculous working of God, we are spiritually growing because we are spiritually fed. We are sprouting. We're taking root. We're cropping up all over the place. In fact, everywhere we go, we are cropping up. God is working there. I've seen it, you know. I think for you probably have too. God is working when his word is proclaimed. For instance, he's working through a summer kids camp. And I think back, and boy, I tell you what, that sure started like a mustard seed. A seminarian had an idea, and a church was willing to say, yeah, we can try that. And now, for 12 years, you see the Lord's blessing and his nurturing and his caring as it's grown. And children, some from our church, but a lot more from our community, hearing about Jesus Christ, their Savior. That mustard seed of the kingdom planted in their hearts. God is working when his word is proclaimed. We see the blessing and the nurturing and the caring of God in Bible class and in Sunday school. That word of the kingdom, that little seed, that mustard seed being planted. God is working when his word is proclaimed. Right now, we are planning a weekend vacation Bible school for August. That is something we've never done before. But for sure, it will be a weekend of seed planting and seed watering and seed nurturing. And God will bless it as that seed of the kingdom, that mustard seed of the kingdom, is planted. God is working when his word is proclaimed. He's working through worship, through the recorded service that's posted online. He's working through fellowship time with one another. He's working as we build one another up. He's working as we tell about him to others. He's working to make his kingdom grow. That's what the kingdom's all about. The kingdom will grow. We've got God's promise about that. It will grow here in this area. It will grow throughout the world until on that last day, we will join that multitude that St. John talks about in the book of Revelation, a multitude that no one can count from every tribe and nation and people and language. And we will stand before the throne of God and in front of Jesus the Lamb, praising him. And we will cry out, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We stand to sing.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, you have commanded us to bring our prayers to you, and you have promised to hear and to answer. We ask that you bless the gifts that have been gathered. May they be used to honor you. Help us to respond to your bountiful blessing in grateful recognition of your love for us. Open our eyes that we may see your love for us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, help us to trust in you. Make us bold to share the wonders of your love with those who are lonely, those who are in despair, those who are burdened by guilty consciences and do not know where to turn. Help us plant the seed of your word in our community, nation, and world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for all who lead and direct our lives. Give wisdom, justice, and a sense of mercy to our president, Congress, judges, and civil officials in all places. Bless also the leaders of our churches, that empowered by your Holy Spirit, they may guide us into the way of truth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant your special gifts, O Lord, to all who have needs for healing, for comfort, and for hope. We especially remember this day Gloria Utley as she recovers from surgery, and Joanne Steinbrook as she has recently been diagnosed with cancer. We also pray your comfort be given to those who mourn, especially John Schmidt's brother, Dan, and his wife on the sudden death of her son, Willem, this past week. Give peace and strength to the whole Schmidt family as they grieve. Heavenly Father, assure with your comforting presence all who are overwhelmed by their troubles. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, we give you special thanks and praise, along with those who are celebrating special milestones and gifts of your grace. For Jaleel Cleveland and his family as they celebrate his graduation from basic training. For Mike and Jean Mueller upon the birth of their great-grandson, Ashton Thomas Borelli, born this past week. Pastor Cliff and Dorothy Bischoff, who are celebrating 40 years of marriage. And for Brendan Bowen and Tanisha McKnight as they were joined in marriage yesterday. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your good and gracious gifts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We now sing together our closing hymn, number 669, Come We That Love the Lord.